Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Taking the high road to conversation, this is the DJD program, another hour of stimulation. It was stimulation, we know, we hope. Anyway, on the part of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, my nose sounds like that. It does do. The hay fields are great for me on the farm, but sometimes when it's been beautiful and dry, things dry up fast, except my nose. It doesn't seem to want to dry up at all. So that's why I sort of sound the way that I do. Jennifer is fit and fiddle and fim and what is it? Vim, full of vim, vigor, and vitality. That's what it is. What's the report on this building that collapsed, Jennifer?
Yeah, this is a story if you're just waking up today that you'll be hearing a lot about. Rescue crews in South Florida had to rush to the scene of a partial collapse at an apartment building that prompted an emergency response. Dozens of rescuers searching for survivors in the rubble. Surfside Police told news sources that multiple agencies are working together, and it's unclear how many people were inside the building when it collapsed. Officials not yet commenting on how many people have been hurt or killed. But a firefighter on the scene could be heard saying that there are multiple casualties. Firefighters that were seen by media crews pulling at least one boy from the debris and the rubble, according to some photos that were put up on Twitter. One witness who was on vacation with his family was next door, said it sounded like a tornado or an earthquake. He said he believed much of the building was occupied. Obviously, these big buildings, like in Florida that we see in Miami area, they are huge. They're tall, and obviously they're not sitting empty. The neighbor said it was the craziest thing he heard in his life. Another person, Joel Franco, who's a freelance journalist in Miami, was live tweeting. He noted that an urban search and rescue truck was at the scene, posted another photo that he said showed about a dozen people who had been rescued so far. Two of them had been hugging, and he said this is really tough to document. There were family members being rescued by a crane from the Miami-Dade Fire Department. Some of the photos from the scene, and this building, by the way, 10 stories probably. I think by most accounts, people believe it's a 10-story building. They said there has been acknowledgement that there's a problem there. Obviously, that's what the first responders have to do. But as far as the details, we're still kind of waiting to hear. 80 units, they think, have been affected in this collapse. So,
all right. So I'm going to give you some of my experience spending a lot of time since the 1960s in South Florida, Palm Beach County, and south of there, and even north of there now. A lot of people listen to this program in Vero Beach and Palm Beach, up in the coast, the Melbourne area, the Space Coast. So the predominant thing, it hasn't happened so much in Jupiter, but in the Palm Beaches, Singer Island, more than it was down in Palm Beach, because the building code didn't let them build resident homes. They have a lot of office buildings that are 60 stories. And remember, this is a sandbox. So everything is built. They have to do pylons. I remember when the Perini Corporation built a lot of what was, you know, the first high-rises on Singer Island were built by Perini. And they had these huge cranes down there that would pound steel posts into the ground to get down into the coral reef. So there was some structurally solid way of building a building, because you're obviously not going to build a building solidly on sand. And so as you go down into Boca, Del Rey not so much, but Boca, yes, and then into Fort Lauderdale, but more Miami Beach, that whole business, the newer part of South Florida, where they put these huge high-rises, 10 stories is nothing. I don't know whether this is an older building or not. I can't determine that.
Well, it was only a partial collapse, so I don't know if that, you know, had anything to do with it or not.
Well, I'm suggesting.
I'm looking at the picture. It looks like it's about 12 stories. Yeah, part of the building looked like it just sort of melted off the other half.
Yeah, well, those sorts of things happen. Again, nobody knows really what happened yet. To investigate is what's important. But those sorts of things, sooner or later, are bound to happen. I looked at that first. It sort of reminded me a little bit about September 11th, not the same. When you see a bill or Oklahoma City, you see a building fall down like that.
It looks like that. Remember the Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans a couple of years ago that still has not been cleared away, and then it just collapsed. It looks exactly like this. It's crazy. It just like half the building just fell off. The other half.
Yeah.
I think humidity has to play a factor too, don't you think? Weather and humidity
things
and
rot away.
It depends on the
and
materials
if things aren't
that are
built
used
the right way.
Yeah, if they're built. Yeah, exactly. Right, and that's the whole thing. Where in the world does all of this come together, really, when you get right down to it? There are various sources for information and, you know, whatever, however it's put together. It just is, it's human. We're all human, and we make mistakes.
You know, it's just a reminder, not to interrupt, but it's just, it's a reminder to just appreciate the heck out of everything, because those people didn't do anything to cause a building collapse that we know of. I mean,
you never know.
Happened
some weird thing.
Happened in the middle of the night.
Right. Oh.
They probably weren't expecting this. I mean, I'd imagine, you know, we don't know the circumstances, but this is just something that happened. And I don't know. Just makes you, just a reminder to take every minute, you know, and make sure.
Make it count.
Yep.
Yep. Make it count. All right. So how does another disaster in the making is in your state of California, where the governor has...
He's a disaster.
Yeah, he is a disaster. The state's a disaster. So apparently he misled you and other people who live in California about the progress that they were making in shoring up the wildlife prevention, this whole business, wildfire. Well, the wildlife has affected the wildfires. So what's the new revelation here, Jennifer?
Well, I think for a long time there was a lot of brewing about Newsom and Trump. Remember, I mean, they did not like each other. They were talking back and forth with each other. When we had wildfires, Trump was pretty critical of the fact that Newsom was letting the forest go, basically, because of environmental regulations. So that has been going on in the background, and Newsom seemed to be more in touch with what was going on with wildfires this year. There's been some friendly news media stuff that's been helping him along, probably because of the recall. But according to a very liberal source like NPR, California's Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, which is Cal Fire, in February of 2019 launched 35 priority projects, which were meant to be implemented to help decrease the safety risk for 200 of California's most vulnerable communities for wildfires. Now, that came in response to an executive order signed by Newsom that was targeting the way the state approached wildfire prevention. Now, 2 years later, the investigation discovered that Newsom has only completed 13% of the job that he promised to do on the highest priority projects when it comes to wildfires. And that came as California is now facing record levels of acres burned in the state already in 2020 and 4.3 million acres burned in 2020 that set the record over 2018. So he said he was going to do all these things, and he did about 13% of
And you're being very kind. I'm going to pile on here. So you're being very kind to him. He didn't just promise that he was going to do them. He lied and said he did do it.
He did do it,
that successfully treated 90,000 acres when it was only under 12,000 acres.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, how is this guy not going to get recalled? I don't know. It blows my mind. And you know, Jen and I have talked about this. Gavin Newsom is a very creepy feature in the new documentary on Hulu, The Housewife
and the
Hustler.
That story finally came out, by the way. I laughed. I meant to tell you the other day, because we were talking about how that movie, once it starts to hit, or that documentary could be bad for Newsom. And somebody, I can't remember where I saw it, someone did a news story about how awful he was as a feature in that documentary.
So will the news, the people who are running against him or people who are in charge of the recall, will they pound away at stuff like this? Because there's a myriad of this kind
of
thing.
There's a lot to use,
this guy. Yeah,
right? There's a lot of information there.
This is what I'm saying. Like, the ads should write themselves, essentially. And I think so many times people just worry so much about what they're supposed to say in the messaging. Let the idiot speak for himself, you know?
Get clips of his crazy eyes on that documentary.
The fact that he was in Oakland, so when he had a water bottle thrown at him, he was in Oakland celebrating his great work with small businesses. It's like, dude, the reason small businesses are reopening is because you kept them locked down arbitrarily for a really long time. So let that kind of stuff speak for itself. The thing is, and look, I'm hopeful that the recall will work. I just know that the Democrat Party is going to throw a ton of money into this because they don't want to see messaging on this.
Can't they put somebody else up? I don't understand why they don't put somebody.
Because the message, you know why? Because it comes down to something so sad.
But
the messaging would be that the most far left state knocked out the most far left governor. And I don't think that the party wants that to be their messaging because the party is going in a more progressive direction. And I don't
think
they
want... Not if
you
listen to Munchkin or Manchin or whatever his name is.
Manchin, yeah.
No.
Different than Munchkin.
Right. So then under the circle, Munchkin's gone, Manchin's still there. The whole business about what's happening now, if we can go one more leg up, one more rung on the ladder to the reality of people going back to the office or not, or whether they stay at home. There's a very interesting survey about people who are trying to figure out whether they want to go back at all or whether they want to change their job. I'm looking at two or three different stories about people who were commuting, some of them 30 minutes, some of them 90 minutes each way. Your husband was what, a 90 minute? Wasn't
2 hours each way.
2 hours each way.
Yeah, on the train, yep.
So,
well, the door to door is 2 hours each way.
Right. Okay. So some people are thrilled with going back to the office. Some people are
mostly
not.
Mostly husbands.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what it is. Well,
and probably
a few
wives.
This is a survey of women. No, that's very interesting. This is a survey of women who don't want to go back to work, whether they have children at home and they're taking care of them at the same time they're doing their office duties or whatever it is. But 30% of the women say that they were burned out from the last year because they were, and those are the ones who want to go back to the office. The rest of them are like 70-some percent. 64% of white-collar workers who were working remotely said they would continue to work remotely or go get another job, which I thought was very interesting that people are that now devoted to that way of life. If they can't work at home, they want to go.
I think it depends on where you live, too. Like, I have some girlfriends who live right here in this area of New Jersey where we are, and two of them have said that they told their bosses if they can't stay remote full-time that they would look for other jobs, and both of their bosses have cleared them to work from home. So they don't want to lose them.
No,
so, the workers kind of have more leverage than, you know, maybe ever before. It just depends on what industry you're in. They're both in financial services.
There's a lot of need for employees. All right, 18, almost 19 after the hour here on the DJV program. O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. No need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of the rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with sign and glide on water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliate. Sign and glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program, Thursday the 24th of June. We have another week here, and then we're kaputsky. It'll be July 4th is next weekend, not this weekend. So we have that to look forward to. But more importantly, right now, Jay Kirshner is going to bring us up to date in the case of Britney Spears versus her family and all the stuff that's going on with that. Boy, is that hot potato stuff on Twitter and social media. Right after this, you'll get the details.
Pick it up, guys. Pick it up.
At Bowles Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
Cut the saw, right?
Just one check. Bowles Builders, this is Bow. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is hot potato stuff. Britney Spears and her testimony yesterday. So what's the meat and potato of all of this, Jay?
So much. I mean, Britney had a very lengthy statement really revealing what she's been going through for the last few years, saying how she feels like she's paying people only to then work for them. She would comment that she didn't want to do something like the Vegas residency. She pleaded for 4 years to not keep going, and then they just say that she was being difficult, change up her medication. They put her on lithium when she probably didn't need it. She was
just
having,
because she didn't do a dance move. That was what she said, that she was everything was great, and then she refused to do one dance move, and they put her on lithium.
Well, and she had even pointed out that a lot, you know, the people in her camera, her management and conservatorship were saying that she'd be difficult at rehearsals. She wouldn't participate, and Britney was saying, no, not only was I participating, I choreographed everything. I ran the rehearsals. I taught the dancers how to do things. So she, you know, was basically managing all of these people, yet she's being told she can't manage her own life. She has an IUD, which is a form of birth control. She wants it taken out. She wants to have a baby. She wants to get married. And her conservatorship is not allowing her.
Right? I mean, saying that she's on forced birth control. She has a device in her uterus that she cannot get removed. That, to me, is, I don't know how this is legal. I really don't. When we went through all of this yesterday and listening to the things that she said, it just, you have to wonder, is this America? Is this actually happening right now in America? It just blows your mind.
Well, and many times the conservatorship is for older people who can't take care of
themselves.
Most
of the time it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a little bit different. I don't know that we've heard of someone being used for, you know, sterilizing people. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, and a lot of fans have been posting video that have seen her performing, whether it was on tour or at the Vegas residency. And she had even stated on stage, you know, oh, it's really hot up here. I feel like I'm going to pass out. I'm actually sick. I have 102 degree fever, but I need to be here. And so she would even be sick, and her conservatorship and quote-unquote management team would be forcing
her
on stage. Yeah, they threatened her with more rehab, more drugs. She wouldn't be able to see her kids. They wouldn't let her take vacations.
I think there's a fan who shared the video of that on Twitter, too, right? The 102-degree fever, that whole thing resurfaced as a result of this. You said a lot of people are posting a lot of stuff. This is sick, frankly.
It is sick.
It's
it
sick.
Is.
And the fact that she can't do, I always thought, I don't know, whatever I thought probably isn't important, but the business about the family, the mother,
she said in court she wants
like
to sue her family.
China. Good. I hope
she said that yesterday. She said, I want to sue my family.
Yeah, they aren't family. They aren't. They're
no,
users.
They're users.
What
queens.
Kind of father would do that to their daughter? That's what got
28 past the hour.
All right, we have Goat Yoga Lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Vegan, can you go
at Finley Fitness? Personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late.
Hey, Dylan, can you... Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Private!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volt Charging is partnering with the Jeep brand as it introduces the all-new Jeep Wrangler 4xe to consumers. Volta's unique charging stations, which feature large, eye-catching digital displays, provide an optimistic content viewing experience for drivers who plug in their vehicles when and where they stop. Jeep brand campaign videos will be seen in selective California markets on Volta's charging stations through July. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities in South Florida are responding early Thursday to a potential building collapse. Authorities from the Miami Beach Fire Rescue said more than 80 rescue units were at the location, including technical rescue teams, along with assistance from municipal fire departments. President Biden will meet with a bipartisan group of U.S. senators on Thursday to discuss their proposed framework for an infrastructure bill. The talks will focus on a $1.2 trillion 8-year spending plan. The Supreme Court of the United States on Wednesday ruled against the California Agricultural Labor Relations Act of the 1960s. That was the one that granted union organizers limited temporary access to agricultural workplaces to speak with laborers. The High Court said the law violates the Fifth Amendment, which bars the taking of private property for public use without just compensation. The court's 6-3 decision was used in the Cedar Point Nursery versus Hasid case. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The CDC is suggesting there's a small link between some COVID-19 vaccines and mild heart inflammation in younger males. Dr. Fauci sounds the alarm on CBS News.
This virus is a more transmissible virus.
Right.
Therefore, children will more likely get infected with this than they would with the Alpha variant.
Those with the condition are being treated with over-the-counter anti-inflammatory medications like ibuprofen. Dr. Jeanette Nishwat on Fox News says the benefits outweigh the mild side effects.
Remind them of the benefits of being vaccinated. Number one, it's going to protect you. You'll be safer. It'll keep you, you know, from getting really sick. It can keep you out of the hospital. And then just think of the benefits of easily maneuvering around, whether it's for travel, whether it's for school. It'll just make your life a lot easier and safer all around. And then also think of the fact that you're not only protecting yourself, but you're potentially protecting other people in the community. For example, there are some people that can't mount an appropriate, robust immune response to the vaccine. There are some people that are allergic to some of the ingredients of the vaccine. So overall, all around, you're helping not only yourself, but others in the community as well.
Antivirus software pioneer John McAfee was found dead in his prison cell near Barcelona on Wednesday, hours after Spain's high court ruled that he could be extradited to the United States, where he faced tax evasion charges. McAfee's lawyer says he apparently hanged himself. I'm Lance Pride. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What are you wondering about today? It's Thursday, June 24th. This is the DJ Beat Program. D for Doug. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer for, well, the J's for Jennifer and Jay. Jennifer Horn and Jessica Kirshner. And then there's Victoria Keelan here at the ready. Wouldn't it be nice to know, I mean, really, really know that everything, pretty much everything is going to turn out just fine. And when you think about the stuff with Britney, you know, all the, we've been talking about Britney Spears and the stuff surrounding that mess that she is in and how people use other people, how they get away with it. And this so high, the visibility of this, the high focus attention on it, it really brings you around to wondering about whether the human condition.
Well, it's a human rights issue at this point.
But what, it, what that's makes what it people feels these like. Cretins, these monsters,
money.
That get away with this stuff? Yeah, it's all about money.
Money, really money, money.
And power. I think there's also a dose of power in there, too.
Yeah. All right, so then let's, on the other side of goodness here, think about the relationship between Ben and Jen and how it has begun to, the ripple effect here, it seems, is that a lot of people are saying they're thinking about rekindling, or in fact are, Victoria, I guess, rekindling relationships, rekindling romance. Let's say you had an old girlfriend or a boyfriend, and they went away years ago, and now people are thinking, well, maybe I'll give that person a call, see what's going on, right? Is that what's happening?
It sounds kind of crazy, but it's this is there's a new feature in Time magazine where they did a whole thing about, you know, Jennifer Lopez and I almost said Jennifer Affleck, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, you know, getting back together after
secretly married already.
After 17 years and all this. And so apparently a bunch of psychiatrists around the country contributed to this article saying that they've seen an influx of their patients talking about, you know, looking up, you know, an old boyfriend, old girlfriend, any, you know, any kind of an ex. And they say that, you know, this is a really bad idea just because it might work for Benifer 2.0. If, you know, it does not necessarily apply. It doesn't apply to everybody. And so they say that that there's a lot of things at play. The pandemic is one of them because a lot of people have, you know, lost loved ones. They've lost time. They've lost time with living loved ones. And so nostalgia then kicks in. There's, you know, a sense of longing for better times. When you look back at Benifer, you know, you think, well, what was I doing 17 years ago? Well, whatever you were doing, you were still 17 years younger. So that kind of also, you remember things kind of maybe through rose-colored glasses. You remember your ex in a more favorable way than maybe they deserve. So, you know, time kind of allows people to gloss over some of the reasons why maybe the relationship didn't work out. And this could hit Jen and Ben as well. You know, they could, right now they're in a honeymoon reuniting phase, and then maybe they kind of are going to start bickering again and realize, oh, this is why it didn't work out the first time. So a lot of therapists are saying the word is just don't go there. Just watch Ben and Jen, but don't go there in your real life.
All right. Yeah. So here's the other Jen, Jennifer Aniston, or one of the other Jens, Jennifer Garner, certainly one of the key players. Aniston had no relationship. I'm talking about her with regard to Ben, but I thought it was interesting to see this article where she's asked about her dating life. And she says, I want to fall in love. This is also in People magazine, by the way. Dating apps, she was asked, how does somebody who's well known use a dating app? Do they have
Raya,
dating apps,
right?
Just for what is it called?
It's called Raya. It's Raya. And that's a dating app for celebrities. So you can date other celebrities or you can date like normals. So it just depends on who you get matched with, but yeah, that's where a lot of celebrities are. But Jennifer Aniston, I think, said that she just prefers it the old-fashioned way, right? She's not interested in dating apps.
Right, yeah. She just wants to meet somebody. Hey, yeah, this is an interesting person.
You would think it would be
dinner.
Easy
let's
to set Jennifer Aniston up with someone, right?
Right.
I know. Yeah. You would think that would be a really easy, hey, here's my friend Jen Aniston. Go out on a date with her. I don't know. It seems bizarre that she struggles for a date.
Mm-hmm. It does, doesn't it? Okay, speaking of struggling, high school cheerleaders and free speech, the Supreme Court has made an interesting, the decision was made a long time ago. The announcement of the decision, along with a couple of others, has been made. So, Victoria, what's the background here? This is the state of Pennsylvania.
This was a really interesting one, actually.
How so? Both of you.
Well, just
go ahead.
Just because it's a freedom of speech issue, it was kind of interesting to see how they would come down. But go ahead, Victoria. I'm sorry. I wasn't stepping on.
Oh, no. It's fine. So I thought this was bizarre that it made it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Why?
This is an 18-year-old. Well, because this stuff happens all the time. So I don't. So anyways, this is an 18-year-old cheerleader in Pennsylvania. And so on one spring Saturday, she went on Snapchat, posted a photo of herself and a friend with, you know, both with their giving the middle finger. And they went on a rant. She said, F school, F softball, F cheer, F everything. And so it was sent to 250 of her friends, including some fellow cheerleaders at the school. It was supposed to obviously disappear in 24 hours. I Snapchat, that's how it works. But her cheerleading coaches were alerted to it. She was suspended from cheerleading for a year, not from academics, but just from cheerleading. And so so her parents decided to sue. This went literally all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled in her favor. There was only one dissenter, and that was Clarence Thomas. And I don't know why he was the dissenter. I don't know.
Well,
but this marks the first time in more than 50 years that this goes back to the Vietnam era that a high school student has actually won a free speech case at the Supreme Court level.
And I think it's interesting just to point out that, again, they were all almost unanimous decision. I think, again, this is a lot of the message that the court is sending right now. And
yeah, I'm with you on this one, Jennifer.
That's one element to look at. The second one, and I think this is because I went to Catholic school, I believe she was in a cheerleading uniform when she did this video. And it was because she hadn't made, a varsity team. She was still on JV, and then she got kicked off. Obviously, people's freedom of speech is there always. I mean, that's one of our protections living here. But I know when I went to Catholic school, there was a really big push, in the rules that you signed up for when you went to the school, that
not
if you
exactly
were wearing
freedom
your uniform,
of speech headquarters,
well,
yeah.
No, but if you were wearing your uniform, you were a representative of the school, and so you were expected to act in a certain way. And so what I thought was curious about this case, and I do believe that she was in her cheerleading uniform when she made this video, is that did that have something to do with it? Are you under a contract of sorts when you're either on a team or when you are representing a school that would make you adhere to a certain code of ethics or behavior? And I think that's kind of why I thought this was an interesting one. And it's probably just because going to private school and having to be one of those uniform kids all the time, that was such a big deal. That was always ingrained in my memory that when you're outside of campus and you're in your uniform, you are a representative. You're an extension of the school. And I think that applied to team sports as well. And it certainly does at the high school level when teams travel and things, they're supposed to be under a code of ethics and act certain ways because of that.
Well, but
maybe because she went to public school, there's a difference here? Because you're right about private schools. There
100%,
are
but because she's on a team.
Yeah, which is what I was suggesting.
Yeah,
maybe because
like
she
a code
was on
of honor.
Yeah,
yeah. I went to public school, and that's how it was, too. If you were in your one of your sports uniforms or anything that was representing the school, you were representing the school. You had to act accordingly.
They can say that. That doesn't mean that it's legal or enforceable.
Well, now this sets a pretty big precedent.
It sets a precedent that that's right, that you can still say what you want. And that's what I thought was kind of the twist that made this really interesting to see how it played out.
All right. The other Supreme Court announcement yesterday basically looks like the Supremers declined to give police the automatic power to enter somebody's house without a warrant when they're in hot pursuit. If it's a misdemeanor, I think that's where the qualification is. They ruled against an officer who charged a man with DUI after being able to get into his house. He got into the garage, and then he got into the house. This is a California man, Jennifer. Police officer attempted to pull over 100 feet from his doorway. Instead of stopping his car, the man drove into the garage, shut the door, claimed he didn't see the patrol car. Officer entered the man's garage, questioned him, and charged him with a DUI. And this was a unanimous decision on the court's part. Yep.
It's
a
trend.
Unanimous decision. The ruling was written by Elena Kagan. She said, quote, when the officer has time to get a warrant, he must do so, even though the misdemeanor fled. So the police are not going to like this at all. And a lot of hardliners not going to like it at all. But, Manny, you can't point a finger at anybody if it's unanimous ruling.
Like or not, the fact is we have warrants for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to, anybody who watches the crime dramas that you like to watch, Doug, knows that one of the caveats is that many times police have to wait for a warrant before they can go into someone's home. And so I think this solidifies it that it's not just, because most of the time it's for big stuff like felonies, and that's still appropriate. You don't have to wait for if you suspect someone of being guilty of a felony. But for misdemeanor, you do. I think it's as someone who is really
reasonable.
An advocate for law and order, it's reasonable. Absolutely.
Yep, it is reasonable. Speaking of the shows that I like to watch, last night was the season finale of The Blacklist. I don't know how many people have followed
that's trending right now.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I guess they wrote her off in a weird way.
Well, she wanted to leave, and so she gets killed. Spoiler alert. Megan Boone, who played the second lead, and basically, I think, although the audience is left hanging, I believe she is the character Reddington, Raymond Reddington, who's played fabulously well by Spader.
Are you crying?
Well, no, I was upset by the end of it because I wanted her to stay. But it was a sweet relationship between the two of them under the circumstances. It's one of those programs you get wrapped up in. That show's been on the air for, 8 years, I think? And Spader is just...
I've never known anyone to get emotional over The Blacklist. Wow.
The day after.
Yeah. Right. I know, but it's the characters. It's not the show is so well written. It was like Boston Legal. That was another show that he was in that was so with Shatner.
James was good. Yeah. He's so weird, but he is so good.
Yeah.
How do you mean? Well, these weird actors are oftentimes
pretty
weird.
He's just a weird guy, but yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so that was. Yes, that was the reality, but apparently the ratings were huge on it. People wanted to know what was going to happen to her.
Well, because she disappeared, didn't she, during the season? My dad watches it, so he was all concerned about where she
went. Did your dad cry?
He was asking now. I haven't watched it yet, so he's probably ticked we're giving away the ending. But
yeah. Sorry, Mike. He's up rolling
around.
He's
out of
right
town,
now.
That's why.
Oh, okay, so he's not listening. Here's something to listen to. The facts about weight loss and how you keep that weight. You work so hard to lose the weight. Don't give in. Don't let your body take over and, well, maybe your cravings take over and you put the weight back on again. Instead, go to toploss.com and sign up for Calitrin, the weight loss formula that has all this natural stuff in it that'll keep you on the mend, if you will, literally and figuratively. Every time I talk to Elizabeth Miller, who's the outreach person at Calitrin, I find it really fascinating to listen to the stories of some of these people that have had, they thought it was hopeless, and get on this, and it isn't hopeless. It's never hopeless. So if you've given up, don't. Stop. Go back to the drawing board. Go online to toploss.com. Check out Calitrin. See how it can work for you. It's very interesting, the whole formula, how this has been around for 24, 25 years, so many millions of people have succeeded keeping the weight off. Check it out. Toploss.com is the website. When you check out, use the DJV code for 3 months free supply and free shipping.
I'm Andy Solomon. The Xbox and Bethesda Games Showcase was all about games, showing off brand new titles from AAA blockbusters to indie masterpieces. Cindy Walker, director of Xbox Platform and Console Marketing, has more.
Xbox showcased 30 games, 27 of which will be available with Xbox Game Pass, a monthly game membership with over 100 games for PC, console, and mobile devices. This will include Halo Infinite, the latest game in our iconic first-person shooter franchise, Forza Horizon 5, the highly anticipated racing game, and A Pirate's Life, an epic original adventure that brings Captain Jack Sparrow into Sea of Thieves as a free update launching June 22nd. Plus, two new games from Bethesda will launch next year exclusively on Xbox. Redfall, and Starfield.
Walker continues.
At Xbox, our goal is really to empower everyone to play the games they want, with the people they want, anywhere they want.
To learn more about gaming with Xbox, visit Xbox.com.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just...
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813.
Experience Vantage Point for free.
Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
All right, pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. There's some interesting things going on in the world of technology, and it is Tech Talk time. I've seen this in 100 different places. Well, maybe not 100, but a lot of different places. The story of John McAfee, whose name is certainly associated with technology, right? So wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Is he a bad guy? Was a bad guy? Well, he's no longer a bad guy because he's
dead. Seems to have been bad guy would be the ruling. So John McAfee is the antivirus software entrepreneur. Everybody knows you either have Norton or you have McAfee, right?
Is that the way you pronounce it? I always pronounce it McAfee.
If it's a large A, then McAfee.
Okay.
So he had a very interesting last few years of his life. So he was living in Spain. He basically had defected to Spain to avoid charges from Belize, and then he was living off the grid in Tennessee, where he basically hunkered down and had like guns and ammunition and all kinds of stuff, and there was a bounty on his head. Then he went to Spain after he was charged. I mean, this is like the. And if you think it's the stuff of movies, it is. Yeah. Because Zac Efron apparently is going to play him.
Yeah,
so Zac Efron has signed on to play McAfee in a movie called King of the Jungle about his time hiding out down in Belize, where he went from software into he went into big pharma, essentially. So when he was living in Belize, he had a $100 million fortune at the time that dwindled down to $4 million. And so he was then labeled in Belize as a person of interest in the murder of his neighbor. And so there was a Showtime documentary called Gringo, The Dangerous Life of John McAfee. And that was in that was basically centered on his time in Belize in the year 2016. And so from that point on, he went to Spain, and that's where he died. The main story here is that he was found hanging in his prison cell in Spain just hours after a Spanish national court approved his extradition to the U.S., where he was wanted on tax-related criminal charges, which basically would have put him in jail for about 30 years. So he was 75 years old, and he had charges coming at him from Tennessee and Belize and Spain. I mean, it was really kind of a crazy story. And so now, beyond the Showtime documentary, like I said, there's another movie now that stars Zac Efron. He has an interesting life. He started out as a programmer at NASA in the late 60s. He made his name and fortune by building a cybersecurity empire, which was then called McAfee Associates, and then he resigned in 1994. In 2010, Intel acquired McAfee in a deal that was worth just under $8 billion. So that's where his fortune really came from.
Where'd all the money go, though?
Exactly. Where'd all the money go? Yep, where'd all the money go? I don't know how just the financial crisis, yes, was bad, but how do you go from $100 million to $4 million without doing something else?
No, I
want to
know where the billions went. He got $7 billion.
Well, the company was sold first. At that point, he may not have owned all of the company. So, yeah. But yeah, an interesting life and a tragic death. I guess he figured he just couldn't do it anymore.
See you later.
He couldn't hang in there. Waka waka. Mm-hmm. So
very good, Victoria. All right. Maybe he did. His final act was to hang in there, as it were. All right, we'll continue with the folks at Peacock being in our focus right after this.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT Silicone Wiper Blades. Only available at Walmart.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, Victoria, back to you on the Peacock. Mm-hmm. What are they doing with their... all these names
and
expanding.
All these various
things, they're confusing. Yeah. Streaming services confuse me.
Okay. Well, Peacock is the one that's... I can't help you on that one. But Peacock has launched about a year ago. It's NBC Universal's streaming platform. And so a year after the launch, and a lot of angry people later, Fire TV, Fire tablets are now running Peacock, starting today. So now you'll have access. You can watch. Most of the stuff is free, but if you want the premium ad-supported tier, it's $5 a month. If you want the ad-free, it's $10 a month, but you'll get all the Law & Orders, The Office, 30 Rock, Saturday Night. You'll get Sunday Night Football, the Tokyo Olympics, and WWE SummerSlam.
Ooh. How exciting is that?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.